Which is appropriate because we're going into an interview right now and we're talking cinema in a sense, and a local filmmaker, Bolito based filmmaker, who's just returned from Down Under, having scooped a bunch of awards at a major international film festival, a mobile documentary festival, and a story that is so cool because it's music focused, because it's proudly South African. And I'm really excited to be getting into this special interview with filmmaker SJ van Breda, who joins me in studio right now on a Friday morning for a catch up. And SJ, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing on a Friday morning?
Hi, I'm very well, very hot. But yeah. I'm good. This is aircon, so totally fine.
We are trying to keep things cool, but it's a hot story. So you're perfectly allowed to feel like you're a little flustered, because I don't think you were expecting to nab as many awards as you did with this amazing story, this heartwarming micro documentary film called Squash Box, right?
Yes.
And a 10-minute film that you put together. The production around it is really interesting, because this thing was filmed pretty much entirely on cell phones with some drone stuff as well, but not your sort of conventional big bulky film crew, big cameras, and this was a much more nimble and lovingly handcrafted mobile production, I suppose you could call it, and that meant that you could enter it into this international film festival. So we're going to get into that in a second, but in a nutshell, tell me about Squash Box. I've seen the trailer for it. I'm in love with it. But for those who haven't seen the trailer, what's the deal? What is the story?
So Squash Box is a short poetic documentary about two local KZN Maskandi artists, Sama award-winning Maskandi artists.
That's Zulu folk music, for those who don't clock what Maskandi means.
It was shot over a year and a half, all in KZN and a little bit in Europe, and just tells their story and their very human story of their relationship and how their partnership started.
Wow.
And I had so much fun making it, and the guys had fun making it, so we're so excited that it's done so well.
Well, we are fans of the subjects, the stars of the documentary. Qadasi and Maqinga have been on this station.
Yes.
They've done some live stuff in studio with us here before. They are frequently seen on stages around KZN and around the world, but they are often in Bolito. And it's a musical duo that's close to our hearts. If you're a local music lover, if you're a lover of Maskandi music, these guys are really carrying the torch and putting it out on a global stage. This film just takes it even further, obviously. It exposes people not just to the music, but to the story and the visuals. And as someone who works in a visual medium, was there... firstly, how did this story come into your lap? I mean, how did you stumble upon these guys, and what made you think there's a documentary here, there's a little movie?
Well, I've known them for a few years, since they played at my father's wedding, and he has been encouraging me, my father, to make a documentary. Like,
yeah.
You should. And I was like, oh, well, how do I film musicians? It's very difficult. I usually make documentaries about visual artists, and it's super easy. You point a camera at the art, right? So I was a bit hesitant. It was difficult, but eventually he wore me down, and and then it happened.
So a year and a half of trying to capture stuff and then trying to edit it down into the most elegant, concise little package. That, I suppose, is the thing with documentary production, as opposed to like a scripted dramatic production, where you would start with the script and then you would kind of shoot to the script. Here you kind of got to go out and capture stuff and then figure out, what have I got, and how do I weave the story together? Was it daunting, or did it come together quite naturally and easily and organically?
So the guys they're very eloquent, and they know how to speak very well to the media and stuff like that. So they were able to articulate very well. And I do an interview before. So before we shoot anything, I sit down and, get to grips with their story and get into the details. And then from that, I kind of put it on a timeline and make a script for myself.
Ah.
and then we shoot, and then I also do an exit interview, you know, in case we've missed some things.
That's a smart sort of production workflow, giving you some structure to play with.
Right.
And obviously, it's paid off, because the thing that has emerged out of this process has now gone on to scoop how many awards at this this festival?
Five
awards. Now, what is the deal? Why is this festival so highly regarded?
So SF3 is the largest smartphone film festival in the world. It's kind of like the Oscars of smartphone filmmaking. That's what they like to say.
I believe it.
Yes, but this year it was held at the Sydney Opera House. So that was...
What a venue, hey?
Amazing. Yes.
So did you get to go to fly to the Sydney Opera House, sit in the big theater, and was your film screened in front of basically a packed house of film lovers?
Yes. So I went to Australia middle of Jan. And the premiere was on the 23rd of January. That's when my film screened at the Opera House. We were in the Playhouse, not the main concert hall, unfortunately. Ludovico Einaudi was in the main concert hall at the same time as my film was playing.
Wow.
Amazing, right? but yeah, it was packed. It was a sold-out show. So it was around about 400 people sitting, watching the films and then the awards. So it was surreal.
Now, going in, did you have an inkling that you had a good shot at grabbing an award in some shape or form? Was there a particular award that you were hoping for? Like, if all else fails, if I just walk away with that one, I'd be happy.
Yeah, so my film was the only documentary among the 16 films selected.
Oh, really? So this wasn't a documentary-specific thing?
No, it was all genres of film. So I was, like, really hoping I'd win Best Documentary. You know, like, I was like, oh, I have a shot at that. So that was what I was hoping for. I was really hoping for Best Score for the guys, because they did such a great job.
So that's the music of the yes. piece, of the film.
Yes, so that's what I was hoping for. Wasn't at all expecting what happened. So
what else did you grab?
We won Best Cinematography, Best Score, the Black Magic Camera Award, which is the app that I shot on the smartphone with. It was a Black Magic Camera app. Best Documentary. We did indeed win that. And then we won Best Film as well.
So like almost a clean sweep, I would say, of everything you could possibly really want as a as a filmmaker going into a thing like this.
Pretty much.
That is so, so exciting. And a testament to the fact that, okay, shooting predominantly on smartphones, but still winning something like Best Cinematography, that just goes to show it's the eye, it's the storyteller, it's the approach that matters ultimately more than, I suppose, the tool that you're working with. But let's be honest as well, the smartphones that we have available today, if you're using the right app to unlock the full possibilities, you can get some amazing results from a cell phone, right?
Absolutely. I credit that award to the app completely. Blackmagic has released a free cinema camera app, so anyone who's looking to get into smartphone filmmaking, download it and just have fun.
In fact, anyone who's just looking to get into filmmaking in general, it's a great way to understand the nuts and bolts and the moving parts of a camera and play with the different settings and different image, because a lot of that stuff is kind of going to translate, even if you're working on a big cinema rig, you know. But now, maybe you don't need that. Maybe a cell phone is all you really need.
You don't need that anymore.
And looking at where things are going now that you've scooped all this stuff, that you've got all the buzz and the awards headlines, where does your little documentary go to from here? Are you going to be doing the international festival circuit? And when are we going to get to see it here at home?
Well, I can send you a private link if you want.
Okay, I'd love that.
But yeah, we are doing a film festival run. It's not going to be a full 2 years. I think we're just going to play at film festivals this year, see where it goes. We'd love to screen locally at our local film festivals, which we have applied for. but yeah, we might do some private screenings every now and again. So maybe follow us on socials and maybe you'll catch a little invite to a private screening sometime. But yeah. This year's film festivals, and then we're hoping to release it to the wider public next year.
This is brilliant. So you, when you're not jetting off to collect awards at the Sydney Opera House or filming musicians in Ireland and other parts of the world, you're Bolito-based?
Yes.
Hey?
Yes, I am.
That's amazing. So we've got a multi-award-winning filmmaker based right here on the KZN North Coast, working all over the place, but calling Bolito home.
Yes. for sure.
Brilliant. So that means hopefully we'll be able to have another chat again in the not too distant future and find out what you're working on. Is there anything in the pipeline at the moment that that you're able to talk about? Sometimes, you know, you're under NDA and you can't disclose. But are there any exciting cinematic projects that are bubbling up for you at the moment?
Yes, absolutely. When I was in Australia, I was actually filming a film about the film festival. So it was like Filmception.
Cool. It's very meta.
Very meta. And the festival organizer, she's an amazing woman who has 4 kids under the age of 11 and puts on this festival every year at the Sydney Opera House. It's quite an amazing thing she does. So currently in post-production for that. And at the beginning of next month, I'm flying down to Cape Town to film an artist.
That's so cool. So you're keeping busy.
Very busy.
And I expect more busyness will be coming your way now following this recent exciting awards scoop. Any plans to possibly adapt this into something, the story, into something more long form or something about a part two maybe? I don't know.
That would be great. Maybe I can follow them around on one of their tours coming up. That would be amazing.
Well, we're such fans now of this story, of your story. As I said, we're big fans of the guys, Kadasi and Maqhinga, the music that they make. I've got one of their tracks lined up next. In fact, we're going to play with it. But for anyone listening to this who is inspired by hearing your story, who wants to find out more about you as a filmmaker, your journey, and to follow the journey of this little film, where can we find you and follow you on social media or digital platforms? What's the best portal to point us to?
Instagram is really the only thing I use right now, and it's just at SJ Funbradar. You can follow me there, and I'll be posting about Squashbox and the guys and what we get up to. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And are you open to commissions? If someone wants you to shoot a commercial for them or a brand story or something, are you available for some DM messages?
Sure, I always take a DM message about work.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. SJ, it's been super cool connecting with you and just hearing a little bit about this little story that is now international. And we will hopefully, if you'll have us, we'd love to have another chat again on Radio Life and Style and talking creativity, movies, storytelling, and just keeping tabs on your creative journey as it continues to go up, up, up. What do you say?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it, actually.
So you sound surprised.
I'm nervous on live radio.
Well, you can add this to the CV now.
Thank you.
Broadcaster, multi-award-winning filmmaker, SJ Funbradar, and here, the guys who are at the center of this super cool little story, Squashbox. You can find the trailer online, by the way, and you will no doubt fall in love with it as we have, and we look forward to a local screening in the not too distant future. But here's Kadasi and Maqhinga making tracks on a Friday on Radio Life and Style.